You're listening to SBS News.
देखा तैनू पहली पहली बार वे होने लगा दिल बेकरार वे.
It's that time of the year again. Oh yes it is. Rehearsals for Christmas pantomimes have begun.
Yeah, we did. I think just before that.
On stage here, a group of young British Asian actors are dressed in traditional South Asian clothes, like the shalwar kameez. Some of the women are wearing hijabs, and they're all learning their lines.
I've come to get you ready for the ball.
Oh, but I don't have anything to wear.
And I've got you your mother's shoes. They will fit nobody in the world but you.
Although the Great Muslim Panto's version of the classic fairy tale Cinderella is not much different to your average production, it has been made with Muslims in mind. It's been written, produced and stars Abdullah Afzal.
For the British Muslim audience, there's nothing like this out there, and it just makes it for a very relaxed outing with their family, knowing that they can trust me, first of all, that everything will be on the halal side, there'll be nothing inappropriate, they can bring kids of any ages to come and have a laugh. So Cinderella does not exclude anybody, but just like normal pantos are created for, you know, the mass audience, not particularly the British Muslim audience, but they can still go out and enjoy it. It's the exact same way.
Bani! Bani!
What?
Pani, water in Grace, you lad!
Oh, sorry.
Cinderella follows the traditional story of the young girl mistreated by her evil stepmom and sisters. Like all pantos, it has plenty of songs, costume changes, and comedy. Anissa Butt plays the lead role of Cinderella.
It's a traditional panto in the sense of it's got all those the factors in which make a great panto, but yes, it's a panto with a twist, and we've got some great music, a fusion of English Hindi mix. Expect to have fun, come with an open mind. I hope that it puts a smile on your face, and I hope you leave talking about it. I think that would be a win.
The performance is not restricted to a Muslim audience. Organisers are hoping panto can cross cultures. Lubna Saleh and Serena Khan play the two-step sisters.
I think it's nice to just see all the cultures, all the religions, and just see that they're just like everybody else. It's fun. You can resonate with them as well. I think loads of communities can probably relate, so I definitely think it can be, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's not a very heavy religious play. Mm. Like, it's not something that's been... We're not shoving religion down people's throat. We're just saying this is a classic tale. You all know it, but hey, it's Asian style. This is, have fun with it. Yeah. Join us with this, yeah, and just see that we're just as fun and eclectic as, you know, the Western community and all their theatre and their productions.
Hey, what? Does it look like I have wings? I can hardly walk in but the knees.
Oh, sorry. Who are you then?
I'm your daddy, ma.
Billed as the first ever Muslim pantomime, this show has proved to be a surprising hit since coming to the stage 4 years ago. Tickets for this tour have already almost sold out.
Where did the smoke come from?
I have wind.
The show is also hoping to raise thousands of dollars for charity.
It's a pantomime written in 2 months. Not everything's going to make sense.